Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh yes, please. Thank you very much. Oh yeah. Babaji, please see that. Shishi Radha Kanaya Lal. Radha Radhi. Radhi Radhi Baba.
Thank you.
Like you cannot understand, no?
Something like too much beauty.
So we should end our little. Okay, we have started. Just now, when Babaji came inside and I showed him my deities. When he saw behind Radharani a big photo of Srimati Radharani from our Krishna Balaram Mandir, the Radha Shyam Sundar, he was overcome with appreciation and made a gesture that Radharani's beauty is too wonderful in order to understand, or too wonderful to understand, and he was overcome by emotion. He brought us some milk from Shri Radharani in the Mandir. Good. So we will have today our little glorification of Srimati Radharani. I thought I would read to you something very wonderful. O Krishna, the Syam Rasa flowing from your flute has turned the entire world bluish black. So when it's night time, we know it's because of the color of love. Whoever drinks that Syam Rasa becomes overcome by Sringara Rasa, the mellow of divine amorous love. Look, that Syam Rasa has taken shelter of Radha's chin as a black dot of musk. Radha conquered the flute, plundered its Syam Rasa, and placed it on her chin as the black dot. In her absorption of seizing the flute, however, Radharani forgot to hide the dot. She has only hidden the flute. I like this very much, this understanding how this world actually is an indication of the reality of Krishna. The color of love is bluish black, so it comes from Krishna's heart into the world by means of his flute and pervades everything at the in the night. So yesterday we read about Narada Muni's first darshan of Radharani, which took a place here in Vashana. We had heard how Narada Muni first held the little baby Radha in his lap, and then when he started to glorify Krishna, Srimati Radharani manifested herself. It's the Kishori Radha, the young girl who's actually everywhere on the posters in Vashana. We will now read about the opening of Srimati Radharani's eyes. On the day following Srimati Radharani's birth, Poonamasi Devi came to the house of Brishabhanu on the invitation of Kirtida. As soon as she saw the baby girl, immediately she felt so much ecstasy and said, "It is none other than Raseshwari who has appeared in your house." She advised Kirtida and Brishabhanu, "Take nice care of this girl. She is the origin of Lakshmi Devi herself. She is Ishwari, the controller of Bhuloka and Goloka. She is always worshipped by the Gopakanya, the cowherd girls. Great personalities like Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Marut and Varuna constantly offer their prayers at her lotus feet. Just as Srihari appears on this earthly planet by his own sweet will, in the same way, this girl, who is the eternal consort of Srihari, has appeared in your house. By seeing, touching, or worshipping this girl, all desires will be fulfilled. She has appeared here to perform some confidential pastimes. You must take care of her very nicely." These are the statements of Poonamasi Devi, who is respected by all Brijbasis as the grand old wise lady. When she arrived in Braj, she brought with herself Madhumangal and Nandimukhi Turi, one little boy and one little girl, who were the son and daughter of Sandipani Muni, Krishna's teacher, in later when he would go to Mathura. So the Brijbasis immediately established a straw hut for this lady, who was dressed in white cloth and had also saffron cloth, actually indicating her asceticism, and who had white hair. They built a straw hut near the Yamuna so that she could have her peace, and they always asked her for anything, and she would always appear anywhere and give wise counsel. So she has now identified Srimati Radharani. After some time, when King Brishabhanu and Kirtita were looking at their beautiful daughter more closely, they suddenly realized she was not seeing anything. Her eyes were still closed and remained closed. Everyone, including Kirtita, started to cry in distress that such a beautiful girl was blind. Still, even though she was blind because of her unparalleled beauty, everyone came to see the newborn daughter of Brishabhanu and Kirtita. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda also came there, along with their son Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and Brishabhanu Maharaj embraced when they met, and Mother Yashoda was greeted with loving affection by Kirtita. She took her inside the house and also embraced her. Lord Krishna understood that his eternal consort Sri Radha had appeared in the house of Kirtita. Radharani, in the form of a baby girl, was lying on the bed. While both Yashoda and Kirtita were busy discussing the newly born girl and her unfortunate blindness, Sri Krishna climbed down from the lap of Mother Yashoda. Entering the room where Radharani lay sleeping, he climbed onto her bed and touched her eyes. Immediately she opened her eyes to take darshan of her beloved Krishna. When Kirtita and Yashoda saw Radharani's eyes had opened, they were very happy and immediately shared the news with everyone present. There was so much jubilation in the home of Maharaj Brishabhanu and Mother Kirtita. So there's another description regarding opening of Radharani's eyes. Mother Yashoda came to the house of Kirtita carrying her son Krishna in her arms. When Yashoda saw the beautiful daughter of Kirtita, immediately she placed Krishna on the ground and picked up Radharani, cradling the child in her lap. Seeing this, Krishna became upset and started to cry. Yashoda bent down and picked up Krishna, also placing him on her lap. It is the nature of children that whenever they come together, they try to touch each other. When Radha and Krishna came close to each other in the lap of Yashoda, Krishna reached out to touch Radharani. At his touch, Radharani realized her Krishna was there in front of her and opened her eyes to take darshan of him, her first sight on this earthly planet. The reason for Radharani taking birth as a blind girl is as follows. In Goloka Dham, Lord Krishna was preparing to come to the earth planet to perform his Boma Leela. He mentioned to Radharani that she also had to come to appear in his pastimes. But Radharani expressed her reluctance to come to earth because she would have to see so many people, when the only one she wished to look upon was Sri Krishna. Krishna assured her that on earth she would be able to see him always. Radharani accepted on the condition that on earth the first person she saw would be him. That is why she appeared as a blind girl and gained her sight only in the presence of her beloved Syamasundara. Srimati Radharani has very beautiful eyes, and these eyes have a color of dark blue because she saw Krishna and Krishna entered her eyes. Her eyes kept that color of Krishna. Krishna left his color in the eyes, and Radharani's eyes are always blue because she is only looking for Krishna. I find this very wonderful, how transcendental personalities get colored by each other's presence. For instance, we see a deity of Balaram in Nandagram, who is black, like Krishna is black. And the question is, how is he black? So black. And the answer is that Baladev always carries Krishna within his heart, and from there he has colored, Krishna has colored the whole personality of Baladev. You can actually only understand this or appreciate this if you understand that in spiritual life everything gets its existence by bhava. Bhava means a certain mood, a certain understanding, a certain thought, a certain absorption. For instance, we are here in Vashana, and if we remain absorbed in Hamburg or Stuttgart or Frankfurt or Zagreb or New York, we really are not in Vashana. We will really be somewhere else, and our eyes will look on this beautiful environment, and we will remain absent-minded, really. Only if we are here with our mind, with our bhava, can we speak of being in Vashana. A good question, a good bhava for being in Vashana is Radharani. Where are you? I'm your lost servant. I have fallen into this world, and now I'm just moving on the roads of this world. I'm moving on the many roads of my mind. Left, right, everywhere. But Radharani, I want to return to you. My body is placed in Vrindavan, but my mind may still wander in this world. Now please, because you're so attractive, pull my mind to you. Really good prayer. Srimati Radharani ki jai.